Tonight we've been talking about Samuel and Saul, the end of the period of the judges and the beginning of the kingship. Yet Jehovah helped ease this transition by commissioning Samuel to instruct Saul before he began his reign. When we read the account, it's very heartwarming. This should have been the beginning of an epic friendship, like David and Jonathan or Elijah and Elisha. It's actually quite sad that it turned out different. Nevertheless, this account teaches us much about training others. This specific account actually doesn't tell us quite what Samuel instructed Saul with. Instead, it gives us all the periphery events, all the stuff that was happening around it. Yet it's those points that we want to draw from, because those are the key. The key to training others is less about the specific instructions, and instead it's more about the relationship. So we're going to talk about how Samuel handled the matter, the example the elders set, and then how we can imitate them. So our first point is to be willing, not reluctant. And we might ask, was Samuel somehow not willing? Let's notice this point in Samuel chapter 7, verse 15. This is not something we normally associate with Samuel. Samuel kept on judging Israel throughout his life. Now, Samuel is not considered one of the judges, but he had a position of where he was handling issues of national importance. He had to give this position up, and on top of that, train the very person who's replacing him. Yet, he was not bitter or resentful about it. Let's flip over to chapter 8. We're going to look at verse 6. It displeased Samuel when they said, "Give us a king to judge us." And quite frankly, it should have displeased him. This was not a good idea. Yet when Jehovah stepped in and instructed him to do this, Samuel supported the arrangements. And who was he asked to train? You want me to train this guy? The guy hiding behind the luggage? To be king. Yet he set the example by not prejudging him as being unable to shoulder the responsibility. Our elders today are often asked to train others in a cherished assignment they may have. Yet they set the example by supporting the decisions made, even when the decisions made they may not necessarily agree with. And we can imitate them ourselves by not prejudging, say, our Bible students as being incapable of shouldering the responsibilities of being a Christian. Our second point is we want to be a friend, not just a teacher. Again, let's pick up the account in Samuel. This brings us into tonight's Bible reading. Chapter 9, let's pick up in verse 22. Then Samuel took Saul and his attendant and brought them to the dining hall. They had a meal together. Verse 25, then they went down from the high place to the city. They took a walk. And he continued to speak with Saul on the housetop. They had a nice, pleasant conversation. Then they rose early at daybreak. So they had plenty of rest afterwards. Only then do we pick up the account where Samuel actually starts training Saul in the specifics. Elders today set the example by taking time to develop a relaxed atmosphere and bond with the ones that they're training. It can't be all business all the time. By taking the time out of their busy schedule to spend with us, it conveys a powerful message that makes us feel important. That is what's going to bring out the best in us, not so much the specific instruction given. And we in turn can imitate this by spending time with our Bible students. Don't just show up, read a few paragraphs, ask a few questions, say a prayer, and then leave. Stay, spend some time with them. Even better, perhaps we can even spend time with them outside of the normal Bible study arrangements. Our time with them shows them how important they are, not the correct answer to the questions in the lesson. In conclusion, It isn't about the words of wisdom we impart. That's going to come in time. Instead, we imitate Samuel and the example of the elders by one, being willing, and two, being a friend. The goal isn't to train more co-workers as if we don't have enough of those. The goal is to gain a friend. So be more than a teacher. Be a friend.